Benjamin Santer, in Nature 1996, used weather balloon data from 1962 to 1988 to prove that temperature trends in the troposphere were consistent with model predictions. The balloon temperature history was complete from 1957 to 1995, but Santer and others chose not to include the data near both endpoints. When these data are included, the entire claim fails. This is evidence of dishonesty in the form of selective use of data and a lack of effective peer review. Nature was forced to print a correction. In Nature 2004, Chris Thomas used statistical modeling to predict that a 0.8 Celsius rise in global temperature in the next century would result in the extinction of 20% of the Earth's species. The previous century exhibited a temperature increase of almost that much, but there is no evidence of such a massive extinction as a result, thus no reason to expect such in the future. There have been large fluctuations in temperature in the past, some of them with quite rapid onset. If life on Earth was as sensitive as Thomas and others claim, little life would remain. In August of 2002, Greenpeace issued the following statement. Quote, "If we are going to stop the Earth's climate spinning out of control, most of the world's reserves of fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and gas, cannot be used for energy and must stay underground. We must make the switch to positive energy at home and globally." End quote. As this green group was promoting this agenda, they were cruising in a massive luxury diesel yacht to Earth Summit 2.